Please stand. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus came with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took along Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to feel sorrow and distress. Then he said to them, "My soul is sorrowful even to death. Remain here and keep watch with me." He advanced a little and fell prostrate in prayer, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." When he returned to his disciples, he found them asleep. He said to Peter, "So you could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Withdrawing a second time, he prayed again, "My Father, if it is not possible that this cup pass without my drinking it, your will be done." Then he returned once more and found them asleep, for they could not keep their eyes open. He left them and withdrew again and prayed a third time, saying the same thing again. Then he returned to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man is to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let us go. Look, my betrayer is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord. And please be seated. Could you not keep watch with me for 1 hour? This phrase, so often used describing an hour of adoration, spending some time with God, spending time with Jesus. And it is something that we, I think, all Catholics should wonder about. Could we not spend some time with our Lord? There's no absolute rule that says it has to be a solid hour, 60 minutes. It might be, 15 minutes here, half an hour here, different times. It can be, but to be able to spend some time with our Lord, I think, is an important thing. To be able to be before our Lord. And here in a church with the Eucharist and the monstrance on the altar right before us, it's a wonderful way of doing it. But one can even find time in some way, just some prayer, perhaps before a crucifix or an image of our Lord. An image of our Blessed Mother, of another saint who we have a devotion to. But to have some time in prayer with him really gets into the idea of not just us talking Jesus' ear off, as can easily happen with our questions, our worries. I mean, God wants to hear from us, don't get me wrong. There's that time and place for what we have to say. But also just to simply be in his presence and let him talk to us in our hearts. That is a wonderful, beautiful thing. what has long been referred to as contemplation. Again, the Lord is speaking to us. Just before this season of Lent began, I was able to do a retreat. And the retreat this year, we weren't able to gather as priests in one particular place very easily, and so we ended up doing it virtually. Some of you know, we each went to each of the priests and deacons who wanted to be a part of it, simply went to where they wanted to spend the retreat, and then we connected online. The bishop of Rapid City, Sioux Falls. I keep getting Sioux City and Sioux Falls mixed up. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, who is also was a his name is Bishop Donald DeGrude. As a priest, he was one of my formation directors at St. John Vianney College Seminary in St. Paul. So I had him as a formation director, a wonderful holy priest. And so it was a joy to be able to have him give our retreat. He gave talks each day, and we would basically log in and he on Zoom, and he would give our talks that way. And one of his talks, he was really emphasizing, the whole retreat was on emphasizing on having that, basically surrendering oneself to God, to be with God, not to hold back on anything, but really allow God to enter into our lives, to be able to have that connection with him. And one of the ways that he talked about was just simply being able to be in adoration. I'm really encouraging us to take time, particularly during the retreat, but also in our lives as priests, to have that time before the Lord. And he brought up a story that I knew well, that was particularly poignant. He talked about an event that took place in the life of St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests. For those of you who don't know, St. John Vianney was a diocesan priest in France. And he lived, he was assigned as a priest in a small little town in Ars, France. And he was there right after the French Revolution. And I think it's important to understand the French Revolution really soured a lot of the French from the church, sadly. There were a lot of French clergy who had come from the nobility, the aristocracy of French nobility. And so when the peasants came time to revolt, they really turned on both the nobility and the church. Even, except for a few places, they really supported their clergy still, because they saw that they had clergy who were very holy and weren't into that whole political mess that was going on at the time. But a lot of people turned away from the church, from their faith. And two, even if they didn't necessarily turn away from the faith, the clergy weren't able to really quite go out and do what they would normally do. And so a lot of towns, like that small town of Ars, didn't have access to the faith for a time. Well, finally, things had simmered down, and St. John Vianney was able to go back into the town. He was probably the first, if not one of the first priests back in that area after the revolution. And so he had quite a job getting people back to church. He had a hard time really getting people to understand the need for the church. He spent long hours in the confessional encouraging people. He had quite a gift for really seeing people's sins, encouraging them to be able to make a good confession, doing all these different things, really encouraging people to live a holy life. While he was there in the parish, the story goes that he met an elderly gentleman who would come by the church. And he would come in and he would kneel before the altar, the tabernacle. And he would just kneel there. I can't remember how long it said that he would be there, but he would pretty much do this like clockwork each day. And Father John Vianney, seeing this, and you know, not necessarily seeing a whole lot of people doing things like this, one day asked him, What is it that you do? I mean, he knew he was praying, but like, what? He wanted to ask him about this. Why was he coming in and just kneeling there? And the man said, "I look at him and he looks at me." A very simple yet profound response. St. John Vianney saw in that man a great faith. Nothing complicated, nothing, you know, like, well, I'm doing this, or, you know, any long list of different things. The man simply came so that he could be in front of our Lord and look at him and let him look at him.